Good afternoon. You're listening to Community Radio KGNU Boulder, Denver and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm with you on Metro on the first Monday of every month with the show Victorious Single Parents, looking at issues impacting single parent families. Today, we'll be looking at financial issues, and my guest is Dennis Paul from Elevations Bank. You can find out more information about what we're talking about today at my blog, victoriasingleparent.com. Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thanks, Shakita. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming today, and I really appreciate you coming and your giving us your time and your knowledge today. As we were talking, this is a very complex situation. Anytime we're dealing with money, it can be very complex. But you are here today to talk to us about how we can start off with simple steps, right? To break
Absolutely.
Down the complexity. And the title of today's show is called Breaking the Cycle. Dennis brought that up today, and I think it is awesome. Breaking the Cycle. Let's talk a little bit about breaking the cycle, Dennis.
Well, great. Absolutely. Honestly, single parents, very challenging. Plenty on your plates. Lots to think about. And life moves pretty quickly, for sure. One thing that we see, Shakita, is a lot of our members at Elevations Credit Union come in and they say, where on earth has my money gone?
Right.
So if you're on a tight budget, you've got expenses, you've got to make sure the kids are have what they need in school, things like that. One of the first things we talk about with our members is kind of assessing spending habits and maybe looking at the way you are spending your money. But so often, members might not know where their money even went. They might come into the branch and say, how on earth did I get into the red when I thought I had my paycheck in? And so really the first step in breaking the cycle, one thing that's key and it's a challenge, it takes energy and time, is really knowing where your money goes from week to week. There are some real basic systems. You mentioned the envelope system. I mean, that's one that works really well. It's mm-hmm. Very visible, something you can touch and get your arms around. But really, when we think about trying to get ahead or move ahead, as not fun as it sounds, you really should be budgeting and accounting for your money. And it's surprising how many times that simply doesn't happen, and it's just a matter of being too busy or just not thinking consciously about where your money goes. We certainly recommend budgeting. You can do it in a real rudimentary manner. It can be as simple as paper and pencil, your ledger, or you can get as sophisticated as you want. I mean, there's apps and software. We have software at our website that allows for budgeting. But the key is really getting into the habit and doing it and knowing where your money goes every day. We certainly would say that if you're not doing your banking online, that's a challenge, because if you see a paper statement once a month, it's really hard to get context. We would encourage a member to over coffee in the morning, sometime, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 times a week, just open up your online banking account. It's extremely secure. Nobody hacks into that stuff, and it's real time. And you can look at and see where things are going and start to establish patterns and understanding where your money goes.
I think that's great advice. But I think a lot of times for single parents we know how much money that's coming in. And oftentimes we spend more than what's coming in. And so we hate to look at it. It hurts us to actually look at our bank account because we know it's going into the red, because there are things that that has to be taken out of the account and for expenses that has to be paid that really we don't have, you know. And I think it brings into reality how much in debt we are when we look at those accounts. And I think that may be a big reason why a lot of people don't budget. And it's so important because it's exactly what you said, is knowing where your money is going.
No, you're exactly right. And I certainly, it's probably one of the least favorite things, especially if you're living paycheck to paycheck, peeling back that onion probably is not your favorite thing to do. But at the end of the day, your program, you know, we're talking about breaking the cycle today. It won't happen unless you are, you kind of hold yourself accountable. And it's not epic. It doesn't take a CPA to do this stuff. What it really takes is discipline. And seeing where your money's going is a great first step. Budgeting, what it does is, it's not designed to be punitive. Nobody's asking you to budget because you're a bad person.
Right.
It's designed to help you to manage your resources and break the cycle and get ahead. I mean, unfortunately, your scenario about at the end of the day, the paycheck just doesn't go as far as it needs to. Debt is certainly readily available. The country is, for better or for worse, credit's out there and people take advantage of it. The problem is it can be a huge perpetuator of the cycle.
Yeah.
You know, at Elevations, we talk about when we think about sitting down with a member and saying, let's get you online, let's get you to a place where you don't have to worry about overdrafting, you know where your money's going every pay period. Honestly, Shaquita, one of the first things we say is before investing, before trying to look at the longer term, and I know that can seem like a huge reach for people, is build some reserves. I mean, we would ask a member to say to budget enough out of each paycheck to where you have 6 months in reserves. And the reason that's so critical is if you have incidentals, or you have an interruption in income, and that happens to everybody. If the brakes on the car go, you've got to be able to go to your, if you can go to reserves before you go to credit, that's starting to begin a different mindset and a different cycle where you can pay as you go. I know it sounds terribly challenging, but
it is beyond challenging. That is beyond, that's for
right.
Most people, seriously, for most single parents, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
I mean, to have 6 months reserve, unless you're making, $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
It is, especially living in Boulder County. It's very expensive here. The cost
right.
of living is very expensive. I mean, most of your income goes to housing, and then you have kids. You only have one income. Let's talk about that. You only have one income. And then if you have more than one child is enough. And then if you have more than one, that's not including the fees
right.
for sports, because you want to keep your kids busy. So that's $150 per sport that you have to pay for. That's not including science fees and other fees that you have to, that's not including uniforms. You want to keep your children busy. So how in the world can we have a 6 months reserve, saved up? No, we go straight to the credit card
right.
because if the brakes go out, guess that's what we do. We go to the credit card or borrow money or go to the local church to try to get
sure.
some funds. I mean, because it is only one income. I mean, like I said, most of our paycheck goes towards housing here in Boulder County. So I totally agree with you in having reserve, and it is important, and it's also important to teach our children this. Because of emergency, so you don't feel stressed. You're already stressed enough as a single parent because you have kids coming home asking you questions you have no clue about, homework that's like way back in the
right.
nothing compared to how we were taught in certain aspects, but and maybe behavioral issues you have to deal with.
Sure.
You may have issues at job. You're trying to work out. You may have health issues. I mean, like me, you try to work out. There's so many things for one person to deal with. And then you need to have 6 months reserve in a bank account.
Well, you just exhausted me with all that you have going. And I would just submit... we're talking about the idea of breaking the cycle. Let me give you something a little practical. When we think about knowing where our money goes and we think about budgeting, and again, it's not sexy, it's not exciting,
correct,
but there can be a line item in the budget to put $20 away for that envelope, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging, and it takes discipline, but you just hit on something that's huge, and that is you've got to teach your children.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give our kids the best, but we also want to teach them to be prudent. They're going to emulate what they see you doing. So pockets, line items on the budget can be a little to savings,
mm-hmm,
every month, and that builds up. If you have a couple things to think about, the budget thing. You can create the line items on it. We've got a great example that maybe you can put, I'll leave with you, that's just a real rudimentary version. It doesn't require a lot of sophistication, and really it doesn't require a lot of time. A lot of this stuff, if it becomes habitual,
mm-hmm,
then it's 5 minutes out of your day, and it doesn't feel as labored. So I would certainly challenge all of us to use discipline. If you're employed with a company that offers a retirement program, you might be able to, it sounds almost crazy, but 4%, if you can put that into a 401k, there's matching funds. If there are matching funds, you really can't not do it. From an economic standpoint, you almost have to do it. Then you start building some savings that way. But nobody's suggesting this is easy. But at the same time, if we're going to break the cycle and maybe look forward and think about our long-term goals and think about what we want for our children, the first step is just heightened awareness of spending habits and things like that. So often, we're in a world of huge consumerism where the message is to buy, buy, buy. You know, if you can't afford it, no problem. We'll get you a line of credit. Just perpetuates the cycle, really.
You're listening to Community Radio KGNU. I'm your host, Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm with you on Metro on the first Monday of every month with the show Victorious Single Parent, looking at issues impacting single parent families. Today, we're talking about financial issues with Dennis Paul from Elevations Credit Union, not Elevations Bank. Sorry about that. You can find out more information about what we're talking about today at my blog, victoriousingleparent.com. So Dennis, you were just saying how as consumers, I mean, we're actually, our society is set up to spend. And it's hard when your kids come home and see kids in their classroom with the newest shoes, tennis shoes or whatever, or the cutest clothes, and they need, you have young teenage girls that want to dress like other young teenage girls. And so it's kind of hard as a parent because you want your kids to fit in. Because also, with so much, you have social media and there's so much hate out there. And then our suicide rate amongst young kids is high because of the self-images. So parents try to do the best they can to make sure that they're, children look the way they want to look and feel comfortable when they go to school. So it's kind of hard. And I know, the market set us up for that. And it's hard when you one parent.
Indeed.
But I do believe that parents, as single parents, you just have to break the cycle and sit down and talk to your kids and explain to them why you are unable to do some of those things. And it all start with what you said, the number one thing after you figure out where your money is going is budgeting. Sit down with your children and go over a budget. Explain to them, this is what we're going through and this is why you can't have the certain things and why mommy can't have or daddy can't have certain things that we may wish, that we want, that's on our wish list. So another tool that you can use to start saving money is with your 401k. If your employer provide that, maybe add an extra percentage towards that what they will match. Oftentimes you won't even miss it. Even just the smallest percentage.
Absolutely.
I know I used to add more. So, I mean, you wouldn't even miss it if you just start off from the beginning and say, hey, take extra out.
Well, I think that, Gee whiz, you're spot on. I mean, we all want the best for our kids. It's a balancing act. It takes discipline, but engaging them is great. Sit down at the table, have family meetings, talk about what resources you have and where they need to go. We have to have a roof over our heads. We have to have utilities taken care of. And you know, if you know where your money's going and you budget effectively, there might be an envelope for some stuff, fun stuff, or some clothing items and things like that. It can seem unsurmountable in the moment, but if you if it becomes a habit and you're very transparent with your kids, that's probably a best case scenario, helping, you know, making them part of the solution. And the other thing, of course, is something that we, that Elevations really emphasizes is financial literacy for young people. So obviously, real young kids, that's a little different conversation. But if you have kids in even middle school and high school, we do a lot of financial literacy programming in the school districts. And knowledge is power.
Yes.
And if you, as a young person, can start to understand the landscape, you can start, you know, you can realize what's important or make more informed decisions. But financial literacy programming is huge, and there's a lot of resources out there.
Right.
And I would certainly encourage the kids, as part of this whole engagement, let's sit down and look at the budget together. Let's find an app that does some financial literacy programming. There's a lot of cool stuff out there for sure.
Yeah, because now we live in a resource-filled society, so yes, there's really no excuse.
Absolutely.
To, you know, we can find any information out there that we need. Although I am old school. I really like the when you have a checkbook, although I don't have checks anymore, but I save my the reconciliation,
right.
You know, because I think that's very important, because if you know how to reconcile your account, you would know how to budget. You know what you have and what you don't have. And then when you see it and you look at it and you say, this is all I have left. I still got this. I got this.
Right.
I got this. Then you will be more conscious and aware of your spending, I believe.
Oh, I think you're spot on, Shaquita. I mean, you know, I mentioned online banking, just taking a glance. You might not like what you see, but at least you have an awareness. And all of a sudden, when you see patterns in your spending and things like that, you can kind of look at the budget and bounce them off of each other and see what's possible and what's not possible. And of course, again, talking about consumerism and the spending habits, this lifestyle stuff, it's virtually impossible to break the cycle without staying within your means.
Right.
And, you know, if you have those long-term goals, it's got to start somewhere.
Right.
We think that it's important to have reserves. I think that adds peace of mind and just a little breathing room as well. We also would say if you have debt, and we all do, make a plan, and it's part of the budget, is exhausting your debt. Debt tends to strangle households. It's one of the biggest challenges in any household, a single parent household, or any other type of household. What it does is it just, you lose your ability to, you know, your freedom. Debt is like being, you know, being in jail. I know that sounds a little extreme, but your listeners can probably relate to that.
Absolutely.
If we can start to pay down our debt, we have some reserves, we pay down debt. Again, all of that takes discipline, but there's got to be a jumping off point, right? Otherwise, it just, you know, the financial bonds tend to perpetuate themselves. At that point, maybe you can have some different conversations and maybe think about you want to start a college fund for your kids. We think that you should proceed that with a couple steps, but at some point you'll be in a position to maybe say, I might be able to actually put away some money for some of my longer term goals. And that's where it gets a little more exciting and a little more liberating, right?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, eliminating the debt is very important. Of course, consciously, we know we need to eliminate the debt. It's just that you were just trying to survive.
Sure.
Day by day. You know what I'm saying? And we actually create more debt for ourselves by continuing to use our credit cards with a high interest rate and not paying it off every month. But, you know, we talked about prioritizing debt elimination. So what are some of your suggestions on prioritizing, on getting rid of that debt?
I think some of the first steps? Yeah, definitely. Well, one way to look at it is, right, if you're short at the end of the month and you have some inflexible payments, we rely on credit cards and debt. If we can kind of back up and start with some reserves and some savings, that helps. At the end of the day, I've used that term a couple times, you probably work very hard for your paycheck. And when we think about debt, there's a really, think about it this way. You're carrying debt, somebody else is offering that debt, that is income to that credit card company, right? So you've got to pay off your principal, but a big portion of your payment goes to interest expenses. If you're working hard for your paycheck, you don't want, probably doesn't feel that good to pad somebody else's pocket, if you will. So that should be an incentive. And, you know, one of the easiest ways to start retiring the debt is make a line item in your budget for, let's say, for a Visa credit card. I'm going to pay $25 over the minimum monthly payment. And they're so gracious to give us this opportunity to have a minimum monthly payment, but that's just code for perpetuating your balance. Mm-hmm. Nobody's balance gets retired paying the minimum monthly payment.
Absolutely.
It's to look at that from a repayment perspective, it's 15 years on, you know, just a $3,000 balance. So just say, I'm going to take my minimum monthly payment, I'm going to add 25 each month or 50, put it in the budget so it's accounted for. Mm. Now, again, this all goes back to that idea of discipline and things like that. But you know, it's an item that's not flexible. So it's so easy to rely on that minimum monthly payment, but it doesn't yield anything for our personal situation. It yields quite a bit for the card issuer, right? And that's not who we need to be working for.
We need
to be working for our families and working for our long-term goals. So it might sound daunting, and in fact it is daunting. Let's just cut to the chase. But it can yield. It takes time. And so patience is a virtue in terms of financial independence or being able to manage your finances in a way that you want versus in a way that somebody else is dictating.
Right. I believe that what you're keeps emphasizing is discipline, discipline, discipline. And I totally agree. Being consistent in whatever method that you choose to do is be consistent. Like you said, there's, you know, it's it. That's once you set, it's set in stone. Once you make that line item for that budget, then that's it. And be consistent with doing what you say you're going to do. And then also, I think I like the snowball method of looking at your credit. And do you also suggest getting your credit report every year and looking at your credit, see what's on it, and then paying off the smallest, you know, debt that you may have? Because I think a lot of times people may have maybe had some credit, some items go into collections, and mm-hmm. then they forgot about it, didn't pay it, and then you know, and then it's on their credit, not right. realizing it's affecting their credit score. So if they can look at their credit, and then the snowballing method is pay off the smallest debt that you have, and then with the same amount of what you would have been paying on that, you could add that to another debt that you may have. So if
Definitely.
You owe something for $250, once you pay that off, whatever method you use, whether it was $10 a month or at $10 every pay period, then once you pay that $250 off, then you add that extra $10 onto another bill while paying that bill. So that's an
definitely. I mean, you got to feel like you're making progress, right? And low hanging fruit is reasonable, for sure. Boy, you just said a lot, and probably can't address all of it, but just a key point on your credit. Credit rating and credit score. You know, good things happen to, or bad things happen to folks. You know, if you have an interruption in income or something, it's always makes sense to keep an eye on your credit score. And the big reason for that is when you need credit, We all can get it. It's easy to get, but it's real. You know, it can cost very. The price of credit can be very different, and your credit score is a snapshot in time. It's not a. It's not in stone. Mm-hmm. Any time you spend, take some energy on repairing credit, it yields. So, and of course, the higher your credit score, the more cost-effective credit is when you need it, mm-hmm. And things like that. That's another subject. Right. But yeah, being cognizant of your overall financial situation. And again, we work hard for our paychecks. And a single parent is trying to make it from paycheck to paycheck. You don't want if you don't have to pay unnecessary finance charges and costs. That's more that you can put in other envelopes for sure.
Wow, Dennis, I mean, there's so much information that we could be talking about today, and this show is, you know, for today is extra short because, you know, I want my single parents to be aware of how important it is to break the cycle of not paying attention to their debt. Just knowing that you in debt is not good enough. You have to break the cycle to get out of that situation so that you can also teach your children how to not be in the same situation. You've been listening to Victoria Single Parent on KGNU's Metro. I'm your host, Shakita Yarbrough, and I'm with you on Metro on the first Monday of every month. Today, my guest was Dennis Paul from Elevations Credit Union. And you can find out more information about what we're talking about today at my blog, victoriossingleparent.com. I'll be back on the first Monday in June. And I also want you to go back to my blog, and we will have more information. Dennis and I will continue this conversation and talk a little bit more about credit, about college scholarships, and what you can do to start saving for college, and how you can break the cycle. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Shakita.